This is Chicken Philosophy, Carl Jung's Black Books, Part 97. And by way of, or as far as sometimes we do a thing related to the number of the episode, 97 was quite a fucking year. I won't get into too many details. Aside from to say that I happened to graduate his class of 1997 from Flint Ridge Preparatory School, a high school, and here was my senior portrait. Actually, I just wanted an excuse to show off that I used to look like that. Anyway, hope everybody's doing well. Hope everybody enjoyed the Immortal 15. We'll make that the end screen, of course. So, this is, okay, maximize your screen. If you're on your phone and you're seeing, if my hand is disappeared, if you can't see my hand, and if it's disappeared down here, that means you need to click here, right? And maximize the, okay, cool. Anyway, so what the fuck? I don't know. Doesn't matter. This is some apple cranberry, rocking the apple cranberry extra strong so I can pretend I feel something. So I want to thank those of you who witnessed me proclaiming publicly on the internet that I had quit caffeine cold turkey and all I was drinking was hot cocoa. All right. My ignorance has been, alleviated in that arena. A cup of hot cocoa is basically the equivalent of 1/5 of a cup of coffee as far as caffeine. So I wasn't quite going cold turkey. I was going like room temperature turkey. So this is now my actual official second day with zero caffeine instead of point whatever that was with the hot cocoa. So, but I was chewing Nicotex for too many years, more years than I'd care to admit, or to count. So I boiled it down, got it down to six of the low grade ones per day. Of course, 25 cups of coffee or however many cups of coffee I was having. And so I cut that to zero and zero. I just one day had enough motivation to just say, all right, I would rather find out what life feels like without this constantly. It's worth it to me to resist the cravings and to, go through the difficult few days and be grouchy in order to come out on the other side. And I feel like I'm on the other side now. It was the 5th, February 5th was the first day of warm turkey, of room temperature turkey. And so it's now the 13th, I think. So 8 days into it. I mean, maybe it's a little premature, be like, I'm cured, but like, we'll see it, if it goes a month and 6 months, but it's all about the now, right? One day at a time, as they say in the anonymous, shout out to my fellow, I intentionally didn't wear mala beads today because I didn't want, people wear them. I mean, I haven't honestly, used them for prayer in many years, but I have, and the ones that I wear, it's not all of them. Some of them I haven't ever used for prayer. Some of them I have. The really nice one, I'll wear one day. Doesn't matter. Sometimes Pymander wears it when he does Padmasambhava. But it's specifically a Tibetan Buddhist mala bead. And he does the Om Vajraguru, used to. So I feel like it's charged. It has energy in it. But I intentionally didn't wear one today. With my usual Edward outfit. This is my wedding ring. So we did wedding rings. Even though they don't really do wedding rings in Hindu tradition, we had the Hindu ceremony, but Pew, after watching, a lot of, Twilight and a lot of, Western cinema, as they say, where, watching these church weddings kind of had this fantasy from a young age of, one day wearing a bridal dress. And so after our Hindu wedding ceremony, we went to a Catholic church dressed up in like this and, you know, had it blessed. And then started taking vows. We just decided we're there at the altar like 5 minutes before Mass was going to start, and we did our vows. People are taking pictures and the priest is shooing us away like stray dogs, you know. Anyway, it was a moment. It was fun. So we did that, and so as a result, that was when we exchanged the rings. So we did like we consecrated it ourselves in the moment against the wishes of the church, like Pussy Riot or something, you know. lukewarm riot, or never mind. Anything else? No, yeah, this is a kara, K-A-R-A, kara. That's like a Hindi R, you know. It's steel, and it's related to Guru Nanak. We'll put him down here somewhere. It's actually more related to Guru Gobind Singh. So Guru Nanak, he, you know, had disciples, which in the Punjab language, the word for disciple is Sikh. And so that became the name of the religion, you know. And then he, when he was getting on in years, said, okay, you'll be the next guru of the Sikhs, the disciples. And then there was a third one, fourth one, fifth one. The tenth one was Guru Gobind Singh. And by then, they were in a lot of trouble with the Mughal emperors, to say the least. You know, I won't get into all that, but it was rough. Anyway, so this has, you know, been appropriated by the rest of, you know, like Delhi, and, you know, I mean, everybody knows that it's one of the five things that Guru Gobind Singh said that you're supposed to do. Like, one is never cut your hair, and one is, you know, always keep a wooden comb around, and mine is over there. Anyway, it's one of the things that I'm like into to one degree or another, not like into, like, oh yes, this is my path, but like, you know how I am. I'm like a little bit of a Sufi, a little bit of a Christian, a little bit of a Jew, a little bit of a, did I say Sufi? But formally a Hindu, and the way I put it is, let's play that.
Mine is the sort of Hinduism that embraces great masters, sages, and holy men like Lord Buddha, Mahavir, Guru Nanak, the Prophet Muhammad, and of course our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Okay, so I think, now we've got to do the Nag Champa. Oh, it's lovely. It's lovely. It's from Newton down the street. So if you want some incense just like it, just go to Newton in Candolim, North Goa, and you can pick some up. I don't know where else they sell it. So, yeah. I decided to go with just silly and stupid with the Immortal 15. At first, I was like taking it very seriously and, you know, thinking like, there were these like times where I would make these grand statements about the nature of self and existence and life and whatnot. And so I was going to like take all those and put them all together into this very thoughtful, philosophical, you know, thing. And I was going to call it the Immortal 15. But then I decided, no, let's just make it stupid. Let's take all the masturbating jokes and just put them one after the other so that, like, some more of those people who subscribed to this past couple weeks will unsubscribe. So they'll be like, what? I thought he was serious. Well, just your mistake, you know. And then, no. Well, I mean, that'll be a pleasant side effect. But what's my point? The point is, yeah. But I still called it the Immortal 15, just as a inside joke between ourselves. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, so, alright. Now is the time in the episode where we change our glasses, like Mr. Rogers with his socks, or whatever, you know. March 29th. Oh yeah, okay, so you remember he skipped a month, so what... Where's he at with this process? March 29th, 1918. How does this song go? Where am I really? soul. As always, you're still on yourself. Where else should you be? On your miserable I. Spelled I. One letter. Not E-Y-E. I. Alright. I. What should I do about it? Soul. How should I know? Does the likes of us know something of this? We just know the other, but your I. The whole world is in a state of embarrassment because of it. Apparently also you yourself. Therefore, it was found advisable to get rid of the I in the name of this or that god. Being alone with oneself has always been repellent to everyone. Will you give yourself up? Can you still do it? I. What do you mean, give myself up? Can one truly give oneself up? Soul. I too ask this of myself. Maybe wait, something might happen. The sharp opposes the blunt. White opposes black. I believe that you cannot wait for the solution of this question. In the meantime, do what is to be done first. Pleasurable or not, you have not finished with this task. Remain firm. Endure. It must be completed. Be alone. Naturally, what will you do otherwise? You live only for the sake of your work. I. Don't you believe that I also live for the sake of myself? Soul. What are you without your work? What you are to others, you are through your work. Your work, that is you. Inasmuch as you do your work, you yourself live. You shouldn't relinquish this despite reluctance. Despite reluctance is underlined. That doesn't count. And then 16 days go by, and it is now April 14th, 1918. And now, what has been achieved? I am just sick. Soul, why are you so impatient? Don't you see the untamed animal in you? It won't behave. You are still not tame enough. You feel it yourself. You resist yourself. You cannot submit to yourself. But you must accept everything now, everything that now comes, with patience. And then one day later, on April 15th, 1918, Soul. What good fortune that you freed yourself from Ka's prison. That must have happened off screen. In between episodes of the ongoing. I. What do you mean? Explain it to me. I'm glad he and I are both lost. Soul. Ka builds temples and tombs for all living gods. If you are in yourself, you are in God, and as God, you are in danger of being walled in and buried alive. Yeah, don't be a god. There was this particularly moving, thoughtful passage. I mean, it's just interesting the way that, tantric Buddhists think of gods as opposed to how Christians think of gods, as opposed to how pagans or Hindus or whatever, ancient pre-Christian Europeans that now get referred to as pagans, which was Roman for rednecks, that somehow got mutated. Thank you, St. Augustine, to mean. No, I mean, I'm sure he was just... What am I talking about? It doesn't matter. But yeah, no, Padmasambhava, according to this book I was reading, was saying that gods. Like when heroes, when people are so good, such good people, once in a thousand generations, you get someone that's this freaking good, so good, they end up worshipped as a god. There's this underwater city that's supposed to have been the actual city that Krishna, the actual guy that was a king of a city, ruled in. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. No, it's sort of related. But the point is, he was saying that, you know, if you're great enough, if your karma is that good, then you get worshipped as a god, and you get to enjoy, you just chill in the god realm, you know, and you're watching the demigods tear each other up, but they don't touch you, you know, and nothing can touch you. You just have all the things there are to enjoy in existence, whatever, you know, until thousands of years later, people have forgotten your name. Maybe some upstart religion has come along, like the Abrahamics, and made you into a demon or whatever, you know. And your statues have crumbled. Nobody can recognize the face. You're called the unnamed god or the unknown god. And then you're just like, I don't know. Yeah, I think that used to be a statue. Your wells dry up. And, you know, then what? Then you incarnate into the hell realms. You go directly from the highest of the six states of sentient beingness to the lowest. And thus is the wheel of, is it Brahma Kart? Brahma, Editor Edward, help me out. It's called Bhava Chakra, like this. And it's, it means wheel of life. Thank you, Editor Edward. By the way, Editor Edward, thank you for holding up those comics. I would have thanked you at the time, but it occurred to me that you were going to do it after I was talking about it.
Yeah, of course. If anybody's interested, you can go to this website if you want to write to them. Last time I checked, they don't ship these outside of India, or at least not to the US, but you can write to them. They're very nice people. Check it out.
Okay, what are we talking about? Doesn't matter. So yeah, no, I mean, the exit is always there. The point is that when you're a human, if you're you know, going down the tantric Buddhist path, and when you, or the Hinayana, or the Theravada, like, I think this is a place where there's a little bit more overlap, where it's just an unfolding and an expounding upon the original points that Lord Buddha was making, as opposed to something added from the outside, like, oh, this is popular today, let's stick it onto the side of Mahayana and make it Buddhist, you know. There's that too, but that's not this. This is saying that when you're a human, then you're in that realm of free will and intelligence, where you can choose your actions in present time to the degree that you can exit the whole wheel and go outside of the realm of this guy munching on stuff, right? So, you know, don't dilly-dally too much, but don't worry too much. I think worrying about that is a form of getting it wrong, you know? Like, sometimes letting go of worrying about, you know, samsara, nirvana, heaven and hell is, you know, then you go, oh, like, what was that? I stopped worrying about all that shit. Oh, because you exhaled, which in ancient Sanskrit is nirvana. You blew out. You went, no. There's more than one vocalization, and they have different, subtly different meanings, but sometimes they overlap in ways that are forbidden in the precepts. Okay, Ajivika, let's move on. A god reveals himself. Gotta stay silly. In divine and eternal effects, and ossifies in it. Oh, I feel like I should know that one, but I don't. Now I do. Thank you, Editor Edward. It is, cross out the second is, his grave. It is his grave, right, the god's grave. And so it must be. the unavoidable fate of each god. I saw something, just a meme on Facebook yesterday, talking about that in ancient Egypt, they had archaeologists who studied ancient Egypt. In other words, you know what I mean? Like, it's very old. So in the 2,500 years ago, there were people studying 2,500 years earlier. And so they were archaeologists studying ancient Egypt from their perspective. You know what I'm saying? No, never mind. All right, anyway. Yes, the unavoidable, and so it must be, the unavoidable fate of each god. But I should be in myself. We've gone over this. It's difficult. Nobody's that flexible, and it's forbidden in the precepts. What? Where were we? I should be in myself and be with myself and so with God and in God. Yes, you should. Try anything once. Soul. Why should? Should is underlined. My dad wasn't into should or have to. He said you get to. Anyway. Why should you get to clean your room? Why should you always be with God and in God? Yeah, like why try at something that you can't avoid, right? Do you want to be God yourself and be buried? God is eternally force and spirit. Thank you, Obi-Wan. But you have a body. Your body suffers if you always want to be with and in God. Okay. Your confusions are endless. Though, what else do I want? Patience. Hence, I should also be outside of myself. Outside of God? Try it. Why not? Try it. Where then? In creation? Oh, okay, he's not a panentheist like me. Creation is a different place. See, there was this infinite white light everywhere, and then God tucked his belly in and created a void space where he was not, into which he shot a little narrow beam of himself, and it shattered the 10 vessels that were already there for some reason, and thus creation is God in not God. So you fucked up, Carl. No, creation isn't... Whatever, I don't know. Like, unless you define if his definition of God has to be God in the absence of creation, but that's a very specific definition. Like, are you in Los Angeles? No, I'm in Highland Park. Highland Park is a district of Los Angeles. Yes, but when I think of Los Angeles, I think of the tall buildings. I think of downtown LA. Oh, well, you're wrong, though. Yeah, but fuck off. I have my definitions of words. You have yours. I have a right to my opinion on how English works. And thus, you have the different dialects. And never mind. Soul. Certainly outside with men. Outside of yourself, with Phi and K, Philemon and Ka, right? Oh, by the way, I don't know if anybody noticed, I forgot to do the delta. We'll get back to the Greek letters. I'll try to remember. I'll try to find a way to make myself not forget. But yeah, we forgot last time. That's supposed to be something we do in every episode of The Divine Pymander. They are the hands that help the god to birth and to the grave. What do you mean, outside with men? Oh, you know what she means, Carl. You know what, everybody knows what she means. Soul, in service to their god, Fanes, the only one in you, and everywhere, and a million times in you and everywhere. I have to admit, I was thinking of something else than that, as far as the definition of outside with men. But we'll go with Carl Jung's soul. Let's just err on the side of Carl Jung's soul is always right. Half the time. All right, anyway. In service to their god? That's kind of what I was wondering. I'm on the same wavelength as Carl today, which is always a little unnerving, but at least it wasn't 1931. Soul, What are you wondering? One goes on the road to the inner and cross out and to arrive at the outer. The other goes toward the outer to reach the inner. Both roads are good and meet each other. Now the soul and I are on the same page. And both need to be walked. How should you live differently than one moment in God and the next moment outside of God? If you are and remain inside God, you will be buried in his eternal effect. Well, that's what the kids are calling it these days. Sorry. If you are and remain outside God, you never come to yourself, and you remain a shell of yourself. A mirage, not a mirage, but a mirage, like the French thing. The is that a lake? Oh, no, it's just heat waves on the edge of the horizon. Oh, I'm dead. You know, a mirage in your own desert. So that's pretty cool. So at any given time, you should be with and in yourself. And so with and in God. But if you remain in yourself, the deadly shadow of God overwhelms you and wants to bury you alive. Since God shines out of you and nourishes Philemon and Ka, and goes to men and is the nourishment of their God, in doing so he divests himself of himself. So you should do just as God does. You will not live any other way. But how can I live outside of myself? Try masculine? I think you already have. Soul, not outside of yourself, but outside with men, with yourself. You are then not only with you, if you are in you, but you can also be outside at yourself and with you, not just within. Like you are in God when you are in you and God is in you, if you are outside with yourself. All right. What then is the I? Is it not the same as the self? Carl, I mean, we've all been wondering the same thing because we've been reading you in the past. Prior to the moment that you're asking this, you're like, is the I not the same as the self? You've like drawn diagrams of, okay, here's the I. The self is the whole mandala. The I is in the middle. Philemon's over here. And we're all like, okay, so he's the doctor, not the patient? No, he's his own patient. I could tell, you know. All right, let's see what his soul says to that one. Who, by the way, is an external being to himself. But not. And anyway. Soul, if you are in yourself, then you cannot differentiate the I from the self. But if you are outside with yourself, then the self is different from the I. Since the self is a great mystery, that I veil just as well as you. Okay, all right. I mean, bringing it back to mescaline and other similar type experiences, and then you like look back and you, oh. Sort of like earlier when we were looking at that portrait of me, you know what I mean? Like, oh, who the heck is that guy? That guy with the teeth and the hairy face and the, oh, God. And what does he do? He wakes up and he pees and then he drinks, you know, like, okay. And then he, oh, and he thinks this and he gets upset about that. And, oh, my God, that's so weird. Is that the I being separate from the self? I mean, you could use other terms. You could call that I and you could, you know what I mean? Like, I myself here can't relate with this I over there. Or you could say, I can't relate with this self over there. You know, the stoned Ed can't relate with sober Ed, as, you know, my old notes. if cross out if it something crossed out is that smallest seed that fills all the heavens, but cross out but a grain of dead matter and God in all eternity. Amen. I say amen, since after such an implausible statement, one must say amen for confirmation, but all mysteries are implausible. I hate all mysteries.
I hate my mother.
The bedroom killer. Ruthless People. It's worth checking out. It's worth, put that on your list. Ruthless People. Gotta see it. Danny DeVito, Bette Midler, those two. Judge Reinhold. Helen Slater? Did I get it? Did I get it right? Anyway, sorry. I hate all mysteries. Therefore, I divulge them to you as much as possible. It would be better if there weren't two, cross out two, so many mysteries, but they are not to be denied. And finally, without mysteries, there would be no escape from the contradictions. So, wait, who's talking? Soul. So, if you are outside with yourself, then you feel your I differentiated from the self. You feel yourself either as a grain of dead matter full of revulsion, dread, and fear of death, or, if you accepted this inner death and held your last supper with this corpse and received the germ of God from this death, then you feel the self as the God in you. I have to admit, I just read the words and didn't bother to try to follow what was being said, but maybe later in listening. Yeah, never mind. But look, there comes Philemon.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blixen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells
are ringing. Replacing, obviously, Santa Claus with here comes. Never mind. Look, there comes Philemon. What does he want? Philemon. Should I keep doing his young voice ever since, like, he drank something and became young? He went from, I am Philemon, to, I am Philemon. Like, should we stick with the young Philemon and just kind of, like, stick to the canon that even Carl's not sticking to because it's a dream realm? And sometimes, remember when he separated his soul into the serpent and the mother, and then he was, like, talking to the mother for a while? Then he just kind of got bored with that and went back to the normal default soul. Philemon,
listen.
No, listen. It seems to me as if that light that you call your God was also my light. Previously, it seemed to me as if that light emanated from me. But now I see that it is my nourishment. It appears in Philemon. It has effects in Ka. Appearance is visible. What has an effect is dark. The effective one is dark. The one who appears is light. What is effective does not appear, and what appears does not have effect. That is my limitation. Therefore, my brother would need darkness, poverty, and miserable death in order to be effectual. So wait a minute. If Philemon is the brother of Jesus, and Ka is the brother of Buddha, and Ka is the brother of Philemon, brothers! I'll just keep reading. Ka.
It is good that you see my greatness and your limitation. You begin to find the right measure, you scorner of everything effective and living. I curse my darkness, my eternal abasement, and yet I am what has an effect. And you are just what appears, you deceitful appearance, charlatan, swindler, who steals the love of man from me. But today is a good day
to die.
Thank you, Worf.
the day where my curse reaches you, proclaim your limitation. Shout out that you steal, that you rob the innocent. Cross out, you rob the innocent. That you cheat and deceive. I am what has an effect and curse you. That the truly effective is always concealed. That's why my brother had to be born the son of a king, and all appearance and shimmer had to surround him till the grave, so that he became seen. Who among all the wise ones would have noticed him if appearance had not emphasized him? Cursed be appearance, which deceives the world for all reality. Truly a good day, Philemon. Your wing will be clipped. Philemon. You speak the truth, O Ka, your truth. And one who doesn't believe in his own truth is amiss.
I love that. I mean, maybe he intended it, maybe he didn't, but just have to stop and appreciate that. I mean, it's obnoxious, but it's like, you speak the truth, your truth.
Oh!
When I was back in high school, a year or so before that picture, I played Tartuffe. I don't think I have any pictures of that. In the play Tartuffe, you know? And, there's just that one line. Yes, brother, I am wicked, I am evil. A wicked sinner is sunk in iniquity. The greatest criminal that ever lived. I wouldn't have the arrogance to deny whatever sin it is that I'm accused of. Like, I'm so pious, I accept the guilt of... What was it you accused me of? Trying to accost your wife or something? I don't... Yeah, I did that because I am a sinner, because I'm so pious. And, it's like... No, it reminded me of that. Not the same thing, but to be like, yes, you speak the truth. Your truth. It's the same as saying you're talking out your ass, you know, but like... In a New Age blow smoke up each other's truths kind of way, you know.
No,
I'm just talking shit. I'm speaking my truth. Triggered? Sorry. Where were we? You speak the truth, Ka, your truth, and one who doesn't believe in his own truth is amiss. If there is anything like my or your or his truth at all, I bless your effect, since you create the golden appearance for me. Ka. And why should I be damned to a dark, solitary, joyless existence because I am the creator of your gold, your deceitful, hypocritical golden haze with which you blind all the world? Philemon. Why does the shadow rebel against the light? Has the light done it wrong? Have I not given Ka his due? What is the mystery of your suffering, O Ka? Why is the, cross out the, why is all the effective dark and cast out from the light of day? Ka, you hypocrite, you are the light of day, the golden glow of the upper world, you eternal yesterday and tomorrow, but the present day broke one of your wings. You are not what is effective, I am what is effective. I have effect, underlined. I do not appear, underlined. You are undermined, underlined. My children, heard, cross out heard, my children, the titans, heard my words. They shake the foundations. The time of the effective is there. Curse you, you may curse me. You have despised the effective and praised the wrong appearance for too long. Philemon. Listen, Ka, am I not your true appearance? True underlined. Are you not my true shadow? True underlined. Is only the shadow true and appearance always wrong? Ka, all the world speaks of Philemon. Really? I thought it was just Carl.
But who speaks of Ka? And yet Ka is the all-creator of beings and forms.
Well, I feel like I would be remiss if I didn't immediately say, well, here's my interview with very honored Frater Ka. It's a different Ka. Syllables, single syllable names, often, you know, like Sue. There's the Sue from that song about the boy named Sue that's like... Never mind. Okay, so that's our reading for today. I think it was fun. I think we went hither and yon. I don't think we, you know, arrived in any grand, like, conclusions. But as BT rightfully pointed out yesterday, chicken philosophy is the product of my having given up trying to find great lights and settling for the idea of finding dim bulbs that are usually off, and sometimes they glow a little and you go, is that dead bulb glowing a little? Well, let's read it. It's Carl Jung, Martin Luther, Teilhard de Chardin, Divine Pymander, Nag Hammadi, you know, and the rest, maybe, depending. Some people are like, no, those are great lights. Okay, you know, that's your truth, you know what I'm saying? No, I don't mind dim bulbs. I think dim bulbs are just great lights in disguise, seen through clouded eyes, you know. And so why not? Why the fuck not, right? Why the fuck not, you know? Okay, well, I hope you're doing well, you know. Don't forget, you are not betraying your humanity or your Christianity if you take a break from the news for a day. Just saying. Like, it's one thing to fast from this and that. But, you know, try legitimately taking a break from glowing screens. And also don't go outside because you might run into a neighbor who'll be like, did you read the news today? Oh my God, we're all gonna die. I'm talking to the Americans, of course. Rest of the world has a little less of that problem. Anyway, I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope you drink lots of water. Not too much. Don't overdo it. But don't forget to drink water, you know. And breathe. Don't forget to breathe. Don't forget to move a little. You know. And don't forget to gaze out the window with no expectations and no specific goal in mind, no thoughts, and all the other things that are good for the soul. The sun shines twice is good for your soul. Just one sun twice is good for your soul. If you don't stop, you lose control. Just one sun twice.